That was a hard-fought game, but we're very pleased to get a victory. At times we were our own worst enemy, but I'm very proud of our guys coming back in the second half, played great on defense, overcame some obstacles on offense, and when you hang in there and get a victory, I don't care how it happens. I was proud of them today. Miami played very well, opportunistic to say the least, and they kept it close. Statistically, doesn't tell the story. We were sweating it out in the fourth quarter, and a couple of key first downs there in that last drive made things a lot easier.
Bobby, you guys survive a -4 in turnovers and two hurt quarterbacks. Is survival kind of a good way to put what you guys pulled off today?
Well, survival, overcoming obstacles or adversity, I think, is a good way to put it. Nobody had their head down, and we tried to stay cool at halftime. And nobody wants to fumble. Nobody wants to throw interceptions, and those things were over. We had to move on and go to the second half and see if we could play better.
Because you only give up 26 yards rushing, can you talk about your defense?
Well, they threw the ball a lot, obviously, and we sacked them a few times, and that's a lost yardage. But, their combination of running the zone in there with the split receivers, can give you a lot of trouble. And I was pleased where we stopped the run. Gave us a chance to play some coverage back there or bring some zone blitzes, and it started to pay off in the second half. We didn't get much pressure on them in the first half, and they were executing very well, hit some very good passes. And but sooner or later, I think the pressure, kept coming, and we were able to get some sacks.
Coach, you all were already without Tyron, and then you lost Myron there in the first half. Just kind of talk about the secondary and what's your
I thought I was going to get hurt there for a minute. I mean, everybody was leaving. Rashard was out, and McKenzie, and, it was a bunch of them. So, that's why you try to recruit as good as you can and have people ready to go. And they've got to be paying attention in practice, because you never know when somebody's going to turn around and point at you and say, you're in the game. And the game is on the line. And I think that's a good job by our coaches in practice, keeping those guys ready to play.
They got the one big ball on Josh, I guess, there in the first half. Other than that, how did you feel about the secondary play?
Fairly well. We've got our hands on a lot of balls. I don't know if you want to call it getting our hands on them or dropping them. But, we're around the football, and that's what we want to be. We want to get pressure on the quarterback and be around the ball when they throw it to the receiver. So I think we settled down and played very well in the second half.
Coach, coming off of last week's big win, could you sense a little bit of a letdown maybe in the first half?
No, I think our guys are ready to play. They like to play football, and, we made some poor choices. Now, I don't know where that came from, but, threw the ball in the end zone right there, and all we have to do is take another down and, do another play, even if you get sacked or throw it away, whatever, but make a better choice than that. But our guys were playing hard. I mean, the effort was there.
Bobby, how gratified is it for you 2 weeks in a row in the second half when you guys aren't really lighting it up on offense just to see your defense go out there and just basically play?
I love it. Old defensive coach, and if you can do that consistently and actually get better, a little bit better in the second half, that's a plus for us. And our guys, I think, are trying to take a lot of pride now in being a defense that's hard to score on, and it makes them, I think, work harder in practice, makes them pay more attention in meetings, and that makes you play better. So it's a good cycle.
What was McKenzie's injury?
Sternum, I think. Or ribs are one of the two. We'll see how he is. I don't know, really, to tell you the truth.
And did Chris Nixon re-aggravate something?
Yes, he did. His arm was hurting, so that's why we were running a bunch of quarterback draws.
Coach Johnson, with Billinger out on suspension, how big was it for Smotherman to come in and be able to give you some snaps in this game?
Good, good. You know, like I say, people got to be ready, but, you know, Adam has been injured, and we've been nursing that thing, trying to get him back, and, you know, this was a golden opportunity for him, so we're glad he got some action.
Coach Earl gets a SEC record today just as a junior. Your thoughts on his year and on his career?
I think it's pretty remarkable. You know, to pass that in just over 2.5 years, you know, that's a remarkable record. There have been a lot of great receivers in SEC, been catching balls from a lot of great quarterbacks, and he's been extremely consistent. He works hard in practice. You know, he's, you know, a total team player. The last couple of weeks we hadn't been able to get him the ball very much and never heard a peep out of him. So, you know, very happy for Earl, thrilled. It's good to see his name at the top.
It's got to be pretty big that he got it converting the third down to win this.
Well, I forgot that happened, but I'm glad you pointed it out. But we're just glad it happened for him. And, you know, we'll start building on that record, and hopefully nobody can pass it.
How do you think penalties played a role in this game? Because they extended a couple of Miami's drives. And
sure. Yeah, penalties are killers. No doubt about it. Penalties are mental mistakes, and, you know, that has no place in our offense or defense or our special teams. And, you know, they're really frustrating when they happen behind the play and, you know, nothing's going on. And, you know, we'll just have to look on film to see if we can improve that.
What did the official tell you about the ejection specifically?
He said he's ejected. He's out. And that means he was doing something extra in there, I guess.
Did you see the play?
I did not see the play. I asked the young man, you know, three times if he did anything extra, and they said no. But, you know, you got to take the official's word for it that if he was giving him some business down there on the ground, you know, it needs to be thrown out.
Coach, today's win puts you guys one away from bowl eligibility. Is there a sense of that light at the end of the tunnel, or can you guys taste it at this point?
Well, yeah, I just told them in the locker room we're trying to win 9 games. We're not trying to win 6 games. So, we're going after every one of them we play. We'll find out at the end of the year what's going to happen with the bowl. And I tell you, winning 6 doesn't get you automatically in one, I don't think. If you've got to have some kind of conference connection with the number of people eligible for bowls in the SEC, that's, you know, you never know. So we're playing regular season, and we're going to go get ready for the Gators and go down there and see what we can do with them.
One more question. Coach, the fumble that Richard and DJ had, did they practice that one at all?
I don't know if those two were actually on that combination before in practice. I doubt it. No. You know, just the little bit of time we have for DJ to come over from defense and practice that play, no, he wasn't. He was either with probably McKenzie every time, because we get him over there for about 5 minutes, and then he goes back over defense, and about an hour later we bring him back for another 5 minutes, and that's it. So still doesn't excuse it. You know, we don't like fumbles, and you know, you got to take care of the football.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.